Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Been Milli Vanilli, right? Lip sync with the songs like this.
But you can't sing when you're lip syncing.
Oh.
You would still sing.
You're more so
just doing karaoke.
Yeah, that's the story. Remember the story of me going to Baghdad with Tony Orlando and some other people that were celebrities to do, we on a mission from God, as it were, taking over. This was during sort of the last throes of the occupation of Iraq by American forces, and so I was invited to go. We had 16 or 17 people that went over, bringing things to the children in classrooms in Iraq, and bringing health stuff to the hospitals in Iraq, and then there was a USO tour that Tony was doing, and he asked me to be the announcer. So I was the announcer for him and the singers and the musicians, and he did all of his hits, and I was in the background with a microphone down by my side when I introduced him and then introduced members of the group. And then I started singing along with him and his songs. And he could hear me as I was singing because the microphone wasn't shut off.
It
was just
funny.
Down on my side. And he looked over at me as I was singing. I think it was Don. Don wasn't there. But Don was his accompanying group, but he had a couple of singers with him. And I think it was Knock Three Times we were singing. And
can you not sing along to that one?
Exactly, right. So but he was smiling, and he motioned to me to come out on stage and sing with him, and I didn't do that. Maybe I should have, but it was silly. He said, "Hey, you got a pretty good voice." But I knew all the words. That was what was so much fun. And I'm watching the soldiers out there, probably 400 or 500 soldiers who are out. This is, again, soldiers that are stationed in Baghdad. And we went to 4 different camps, I think, during that adventure. And they would all sing along. You know, that's what the good stuff is. When you got a singer like, oh, everybody knows those songs. Tie a yellow ribbon on an old oak tree. Everybody knows that song, right? So how can you not sing along with it? And that's what makes it so much fun. So anyway, that's my sing along with Mitch story, or sing along with Doug, or sing along with Tony story. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner, looking at progress, trying to find things where there is progress. Because, I don't know, you look at it, there are some people who say, well, there's failure, or there's victory. And so maybe if you were to dice, what do they call it, parsing words, that's what Clinton did with the meaning of is, remember? You probably don't remember. James, you know who Bill Clinton is, right? James Collins is up the throat.
Do I know who Bill Clinton is?
Yeah, I just want to check and make sure I'm on the same plane here. I'm on the same planet.
But wait, what was the is thing, though?
Well, when he was being scrutinized for his extracurricular activity,
mm-hmm.
He was impeached. And one of the things that came up during the trial, during his impeachment, they were getting down to the nitty-gritty, and they were trying to come up with a meaning for the word is. What is the meaning of is? And it got pretty silly.
Yeah, I bet SNL had a fun time with
that. Oh, my God, yeah.
I remember a lot of all of that stuff that was going on. I don't remember the is thing.
Is, you're right. It was is. All right, so anyway, let's talk about progress. Is it that less failure equals progress? If you are underperforming and getting to the point of almost, let's say you're a salesperson and you're on the road and you can't sell and you feel like a failure, and then you all of a sudden sell something to someone. Does that mean that you're less of a failure? And isn't that progress? If you can't sell or haven't been selling, and then you sell something, that's progress, right?
Yes.
Look at it that way. Yeah. Teams, they're, you know, you've got to have, put a team together. You've got to have all people that are playing together. That's what a team is about. And so when I look at the United Auto Workers reaching an agreement with the Ford Motor Company, they have been on strike for 40 days and 40 nights. Aha! Some religious significance to this. Anyway, they seem to have worked out an agreement with FOMO Co. That's from the Ford Motor Company. You got that right?
You started to say FOMO, and I'm thinking fear of missing out.
Well, no, but that's the Ford Motor Company is known as FOMO Co.
FOMO Co.
Right. Yep. So what happens here, apparently, this is a big deal. Ford workers are going to have a big pay jump over the next 4 years. And apparently the union did pretty well. This is going to be the biggest pay raise that they've had in over 20 years. That is in terms of not dollars and cents, but in terms of the percentages, right? And you look around, this is a 4.5-year deal, by the way. 25% general wage increase. And if you look at that, this is kind of interesting. Go back 20 years. That's why I use the 20 years. Go back 20 years. This raise that they have gotten now is more than what they were being paid 22 years ago. Think about it. Does that register? Think about it. They got more money over the next 4.5 years as a raise, an increase, than they were being paid in actuality 22, 23, 24 years ago.
Wow.
Now, this is going to be interesting to see how General Motors and Chrysler work it out, because once one of these things is done, once somebody hiccups or blinks, that's basically what Ford did, although the union was asking about 40%, and they got 25, so, you know, you always ask for more than you know you're going to get. So the increase for those who work in that Ford plant is down the street from the airport in Cleveland. Is that that's a Ford plant, isn't it, or is it a GM plant? I'm trying to remember. They make the engines
Ford.
Today. It's a Ford plant.
Big Ford plant.
Yeah.
West of Cleveland.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the good news for people, and that's progress, right? To this point, they had failed in coming up with an agreement, but now they have success. Progress. Yippee! Okay. Funny story about Donald Trump. I don't know. I'm talking about Trump more today than I usually do.
I noticed.
Yeah, I just, you know, sometimes you got to go along.
Reach the weekly quota in one day.
Yeah, yeah, right. You got to go along to get along. Well, we'll talk a lot about him on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show, as we always do. Anyway, there's a story from a book that's out called What's Left Unsaid, My Life at the Center of Power, Politics, and Crisis. And this is written by one of the people who was an aide to Trump. I'm trying to remember her name, but I don't remember it anyway. So the story is that Governor Cuomo was having a meeting with President Trump. And Trump says, let's play a prank on your brother. And so apparently they tried to get on the air. Trump tried... With Governor Cuomo. This is Melissa DeRosa, by the way, who is the aide. She's the one who wrote the book. Trump says, what's Chris's number? He picked up the phone. This is in the Oval Office. They're having a meeting and they're eating a meal together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like kids wanting to prank call people.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
what
I kind of love this. Like, I really kind of love this.
Yeah, right. Your brother, what's his number? It wouldn't be hilarious if we prank called him right now while he's on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Cuomo couldn't read. He had the number, but when you go to see the president, they take your phone away from you. You can't bring a phone into the Oval Office. So Trump says, come on, this will be fun. Governor Cuomo said, I don't have my phone and I don't know what the number is. And then so Trump relented and said, it would have been funny. Yada, yada, yada. I think that's kind of fun.
Page somebody and be like, bring the man his phone.
Yeah, right, exactly. You're the president. Bring the phone into the office, for God's sake. Anyway. And you wouldn't have think, if you listen, this is the thing about politics. They fight, fuss. With Trump, it's harder to be friends or friendly. But Cuomo is the governor of New York when Trump was in his heyday, in a manner of speaking. And so they had to have been, dollar for donuts, Trump gave whatever the max was to Cuomo's campaign. And so, they were friendly and, opposite sides of the political spectrum. But it does show the human side. As much as it's so easy to look at Trump and demonize him, the other side of it is, we all have a sense of humor. We all, and I can just, you can see him, actually. You can see the look on his face. Oh, come on. Let's call him. It'll be fun. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Too.
And I bet that story, really ticked a lot of people off of, a president should not be acting that way in the Oval Office. Can we just acknowledge that humans are humans and sometimes that people just want to have fun? And when it comes to, prank calling, that's pretty immature. But when it's someone you know, it was the dude's brother. Come on.
Yeah. I would do that in a second. In a heartbeat. Anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Huh? Why not? One of the things about the agreement with Ford that was a sticky wicket was electric cars and how they're going to build them. And so they got the 25% raise, but they had to give in a little bit on robots making these electric cars because it requires fewer workers to make the electric cars. So interesting when you put it in that perspective. But good for them. One less item to distract us, right, from the realities of the day. This is the Good Day program at 18 after the hour.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. but a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Aaron Fields, who is the head of horticulture at Eden Green Technology, a website, edengreen.com. I'm zoomed in to it. It's kind of fascinating visit, I guess. Maybe that's as much as there's a visit here. Local produce. So let's find out how Aaron plays into this. What's your background, Aaron? Where do you come from? Where did you go to school? A little on you, please.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you. My name is Aaron Fields. I'm the Vice President of Agriculture at Eden Green Technology. I went to school for biogeography. I didn't study horticulture at all. I was quickly introduced to greenhouses. My first job was working in a research greenhouse in Illinois, where I'm from. I grew up surrounded by agriculture and dairy farmers. Spent my summers baling hay a lot of times. So I'm really familiar with traditional ag.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was great. It's a big part of who I am, and I love that. And so I was introduced to a greenhouse, and I had no idea. I didn't grow up around greenhouses. I didn't know about controlled environment agriculture. Got to work in a research greenhouse and saw this great blend of science and art and growing plants in a controlled space and what you can do and test and push and the opportunities there. So I did that for a couple of years, worked on the West Coast. I actually worked in lettuce fields from Salinas to Yuma for 4 years, chasing trials and inoculations, got firsthand account of what it's really like, where all of our lettuce comes from, what those fields are like, what the workers are like, what the supply chain's like. That pushed me into the greenhouse industry more, and it made me want to be part of a solution that got fresher produce to people quicker, nutritious produce to people quicker, more efficiently, less of a carbon footprint. And so I found myself running a greenhouse on top of a Whole Foods in Brooklyn, New York, growing lettuce. And that was as close as you get to the market, growing lettuce and basil on top of a grocery store. It's great. Until I started realizing what you do with the excess stuff from that greenhouse. They couldn't take everything. And so now, what does that distribution look like? And I became face-to-face with produce being shipped across to another state to go to a distribution center just to come back to that same place where it was grown so it could go through the right channels. And that did make a lot of sense to me. And shortly after I worked at that greenhouse, I found Eden Green. And we have become this amazing solution for fresh local produce that solves a distribution problem and can help with the decentralization of food movement across the country.
All right. So I like it when people talk about vertical. I first learned about this type of farming with my brief introduction to the cannabis business, because this is the way cannabis is grown, unless it's grown outside. This is it's kind of an inside tiered thing, and it's fascinating to get into it. A lot of people don't like the product, and that's neither here nor there as to the understanding of how to grow things. Matter of fact, I have a farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts, and as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, because we're as close as we are to Boston, because we have a problem much of the year because most of the produce is grown outside, and the idea of having a way to produce a lot of food year-round that's fresh is very appealing to me, to my clients, my customers, and it seems to me anybody who's thinking about health and nutrition. So we're digging into Eden Green, the food supply outfit. This is it looks like top to bottom management thing in terms of how you grow and how you distribute. It looks like you're catching it all here. Aaron Fields and I will continue our conversation. He's the Vice President of Agriculture at Eden Green Technology. He's visiting with us this week on the American Family Farm.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. currently does not support a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas, and Hamas is the only one that would gain.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby on Monday said the U.S. officials are collaborating with their Israeli counterparts to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza. The FDA is cautioning against the use of over-the-counter eye drop products from prominent brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target, Up and Up, Velocity Pharma, Leader, and Rugby. The agency has identified a potential risk of eye infections that could lead to vision loss or blindness. This warning comes after investigators discovered unsanitary conditions and positive bacterial test results in critical drug production areas of the manufacturing facility. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Anna Seven Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Who's this?
Diana Ross?
Donna Summers.
Donna Summer, okay. You know how much she sounds like Jay? Jay talking. I've not heard you sing, but her voice as she sings this, she sounds like Diana Ross, too. Donna Summer from Boston, a big disco queen in the 70s and 80s.
She's iconic.
She's great.
What was the one, No More Tears, Enough is Enough?
Yeah, right, and there's plenty of good stuff from Donna Summer, including that Focus on Fall on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. I just read, you know how we occupy our time sometimes. I'm usually getting something to eat, and I grab, sometimes I'm reading while I'm eating. So I just read. This could be the most important thing, ladies and gentlemen, that you hear all day from anybody on any radio program. Do you know? This tells you the kind of stuff that I read. I'm looking at a farm paper called Country Folks. And in Country Folks this week is a focus on pizza partners for the dairy industry. And in this informative treatise on pizza is the fact that every year in the United States of America, we eat 12 million tons of cheese on pizza.
That is a pretty lucrative business for the dairy industry. What do you think
about
it?
Yeah, it's great. Cheese is where you get cheese out of milk that's not good enough to be milk. That is, to be pasteurized and sold as milk, so they make it into cheese. Sometimes there's a cheese plant in Western Massachusetts. I'm talking about conventional cheese, where they bring the milk that may be tainted a little bit. Sometimes something happens to a load of milk, and they have to do something with it, so they offload it at the cheese plant. And so I'm thinking about this as I look at how much it's hard to believe that this much cheese is eaten on a pepperoni pizza. But some of these thick pizzas, you know, that have the like almost two sides of the crust. There's thin pizza and there's thick pizza.
Oh, yes, and then the stuffed crust.
Right. But also cheese, when you get the cheese that's, they bread it and they fry it. What's that called?
Mozzarella
sticks? Sticks, that's it, yeah. That's part of this stuff. But cheese used in these things, 12 million tons of cheese. Okay. Have a pizza tonight. Right? All right, let's see here. Well, I suppose that's, in a manner of speaking, that's a great example of when life brings you lemons, you make lemonade out of it. Right?
That's
The milk's no good for being bottled, but you can make cheese out of it because of the way they process it. So it's a good thing. Here's another example of that, making lemonade out of lemons. This is one of the, it's been described anyway as one of the last great firsts. The passage from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean up in the Canadian Arctic. And imagine that you're up there and you're rowing a boat. This is the first. Why would anybody do this? That's, you know, there's always a challenge. Somebody, hey, has anybody ever rowed a boat up in the Arctic between the Pacific Ocean where it meets the Atlantic Ocean? It's called the Northwest Passage. And nobody had ever done it. So here are these three guys and a woman, Wes Hansen, Eileen Visser, Mark Agnew, and Jeff Wessel. They have called themselves the Arctic Cowboys. They've become the first to make the crossing with kayaks.
Wow.
You gotta be nuts.
Yes.
Right? The frigid water.
Oh, that just
water.
Seems so cold.
Oh, horrors. They paddle 1,600 miles. Man, these guys have got to be in great shape. Take a look at this, the back on and the arms on these people. They got to have something really going for them. What the heck did they eat when they're out there in these boats? Right? Think about how this gets done, how much planning it had to take to be able to do this. And they used it to raise money for sponsors out of it. They used it for a couple of things that were important to them. They had to have had a lot of bad weather, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and the guy, the explorer who led this team from Texas, but he's done in the Amazon River, the whole 4,000-mile path before
he same thing.
That once.
Yeah, but at least it was warm down there.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. All right, congratulations to them. Hi to the folks listening on KFAR. How do you do? And KAOI and KLCK, all folks that are listening, I want to say hi to Frank Miller. We are in the midst of changing a few things with the program, the delivery of the program, that sort of thing. And Frank Miller, who runs one of the radio stations that carries the program, sent a very nice note. And I thought I would read this because I appreciated it. We've carried your show for many years. You and your team do a phenomenal job. That's always nice to read. Isn't it nice to hear?
It is.
From anybody, no matter what your business is, no matter what's going on. And
well, and how easily people, whenever they like go to a restaurant, they have an experience somewhere, the only reviews that are ever left
are the bad ones.
Reviews. Yeah.
I hated that place. Ah,
yes, right. Yeah.
No, good. All right, so we're bouncing back here. I wonder how bad Vlad is doing. Speaking of bouncing back, there was a rumor that he'd had a major heart attack. And I don't know whether he did or he didn't. They don't. They're not going to tell you whether he did or he didn't.
I was going to say we would never know that for sure.
No, of course not. Not unless he was dead.
Even then, I could totally see them pulling a Dave moment with a Dave movie, mm-hmm. where they just hire somebody else that looks like him to stand in his place for a little bit.
Yeah, there's probably somebody who's got an iron mask on some place. Could be a puppet. Right? Or maybe they did like The Rock. Remember the other day we were talking about The Rock's new, his wax, the image of him in a wax museum, and it isn't mm-hmm. him, doesn't look like him
there
at all.
There was zero, yeah, it did right. not resemble him at yeah. all.
No, but could they do that for Bad Vlad? And if so, how would it look? Anyway, so I guess if it wasn't a bad heart attack, he's had a heart attack under a lot of stress, yada, yada. So, but think about what would happen if he actually did have a heart attack under the circumstances. You know, what's going on in Ukraine? This is number three on the trending list today, the war. And what happens if, because these reports were unconfirmed when they started spreading around usual social media stuff, the rumor came out of the Sky News box, and then there were a number of foreign outlets that picked this up, that Putin had suffered a heart attack.
But you notice they all used, quote-unquote, unconfirmed reports.
Right. But he was dead. And apparently they resuscitated him. And he had some kind of cancer. Wasn't there a rumor about that last year? Some kind of cancer.
I don't know. That's the thing. There's always these rumors. And sometimes you think, well, where there's smoke, there's fire. And, of course, that nobody would ever confirm this. And so then the rumor flies harder because they would probably
have a heart attack.
I feel like I don't know. I don't believe it. I'm not sure I think he did. I think it's just one of those things that people just keep spreading these rumors.
Yeah. All right. So anyway... there's
what is the wishful thinking? If we say it, it may come to be.
Yeah,
is that one of the things that some people are?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know why we just didn't put a bullet in his head a long time ago as this thing got started. We certainly have done that with plenty of other people around the world.
Yeah, but they weren't leaders. They weren't. They weren't politicians?
Osama? Osama bin Laden, he was still active running Al-Qaeda or whatever the hell it was that he ran. So, you know, I think you can get rid of anybody you want to if you put your mind to it. Between Mossad,
CIA... The UN legalities and stuff? Like, Osama bin Laden wasn't a president or anything like that.
That may be. I'm not sure that all the countries in the world
he was the leader of an unofficial organization.
He at least should be in The Hague in Brussels on trial for war crimes. That hasn't happened either. Why is the question? But it also raises the question of what happens if he does. He's going to croak someday. So who's behind him? Who succeeds him if he croaks? And understanding what goes on inside the Kremlin, there are people, there are committees, there are people who spend their entire career, security officials, who study things like this to figure out what our next... It's like a game of chess. What's the next move? So Putin's dead. Some new guy comes in. It's like we keep talking about that fat little crapper in North Korea. And what happens if he goes? His sister is next in line, and she's worse than he is. And so it's knowing those things that, you know, I mean, the government, the CIA, they study all of these people. They know who's around the corner, and they know who's next. And they've already started trying to figure out how to maneuver the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. So, anyway, I find it interesting, as you say, all of this stuff that gets spread around that may or may not be true. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so is this true? Let's bring it back home. There's a panel in the House this week asking questions about a $200,000 check. It was written from one Biden to another Biden. Oh, no. Nothing wrong with that, says a Joe Biden spokesman. The check came from James Biden. The Committee on Oversight is looking into this $200,000 personal check. This is his brother, by the way. James Biden is Joe's brother. Also, I guess there was a check from the sister-in-law, the wife of James. It was labeled a loan repayment. Nothing sneaky about that.
And they all of these loan repayments came all at the same time.
I know. It's just Joe had a lot of dough, and he decided to help his family out, and he loaned money to everybody. Good for
and
you.
And they were all able to pay back at the same
time. Yeah, and they all paid it back at the same time. Isn't that great? Congratulations. What a great family. Super duper. All right. So anyway, the stink patch still exists, right? What else do you call it? It's a stink patch. These guys. And they're all the same. I shouldn't say it. It's not fair to say they're all the same. But people keep saying, Trump, he's wonderful, and Biden is a bum. He's a crook. They're both crooks. I don't know whether they're both bums or not, but they... And why do they... Do you have to be a crook to get to the apex of this kind of power? Is that how you get there? I remember Richard Nixon... James, you remember who Richard Nixon is, right?
Yes. Yes, I
recall. Just checking. I'm sure you know who Richard Nixon is.
I feel very targeted.
I'll bet you if you went into the archives, you could find a piece of audio from Nixon saying he was not a crook.
Let me get to work on that.
There's someplace in there, I am not a crook. I never did voices well. I can't do Nixon. Anyway, but most of us who were around remember... When he was accused of being a crook, he's the president. You get it. Everybody that's been president. The only person that I can remember who was never accused of being a crook was Dwight Eisenhower. The Kennedy family was crooked. I don't know that John. Well, maybe they. But the old man was as crooked as.
Well, yeah, he had his own daughter lobotomized.
Yeah, well,
for having her own thoughts and opinions.
Yeah, well, she was interested in sex, and he didn't like that, so he had a lot of lobotomized. And none of the brothers. Said a word. Never. They never talked about it. I think Jackie O once talked about it or wrote about it in a book, but it was secondhand knowledge because she didn't know about it until after she married JFK. Anyway, all right, where's that? I can tell that we've got a I'm not a crook thing coming from someplace, but we got to stop because it's 48 past the hour. We'll find. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
A theme that brings back a lot of childhood memories for me. I loved Happy Days. That was pre-VCR. You couldn't record shows. You had to be there Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Really playing against hype, Henry Winkler as Arthur Fonzarelli, one of the more iconic, I think the great, one of the greatest television characters of all time, Fonzie. Would you agree? Wow. Years old. Yeah. And I love the fact how, like, he does, he's so likable in all these Adam Sandler movies. And the one that was produced by Sandler, Welcome to the Boom with Kevin James. I'm a huge fan of that movie. I think it plays the line with Kevin James between comedy and a little bit more serious. And it's just a really entertaining, emotionally feel-good movie, and Henry Winkler plays a supporting part in that movie, and he's really, really good. Yep. Another birthday yesterday was Richard Dreyfuss, who turns 76 years old. Jaws, Close Encounters, Holland, William Holland's opus. Yeah, really good actor. I don't think about it. The big box office story, Five Nights at Freddy's. Dead. Okay. Oh. Okay, fair enough. I know I do. Okay.
The American Family Farmer, 53 past the hour. In case you missed it, or you do miss it, or you may not have it on top of mind, American Family Farmer Show is available every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. There is a download, a podcast, some of our more recent discussions. Had a fellow on from Shady Brook Farm, and we talked about how the family has been able to hold on to the land, actually growing it from a very small acreage to pretty large acreage. That was a good conversation. And those are the kind of stories that I want to tell so that you can be inspired, and perhaps there's some idea that germinates in your mind from listening to these conversations. Happy to help.
Industry can learn from Blumhouse whether they make a good movie or not. They can make movies that look good at a minimal cost, $25 million budget, and it does $78 million opening weekend. That's a very profitable enterprise. Taylor Swift's concert film, another $15 million, $149 million in 3 weeks domestically, extremely profitable. Killers of the Flower Moon, $9 million. That's a 61% drop week to week. Some people blame it on the 3.5-hour running time. I do think it's too long. I do think there were a few theaters around the country that actually paused the movie in the middle, creating their own intermission. That is a breach of contract. Having said that, I understand why they're doing it. I'm mixed on this. I do think 3.5 hours long to sit in a movie theater in 2023 is probably too long, and that's an issue. It's a little bit of an issue. That's basically the box office totals of interest, though. Yeah. I saw that. Well, it's the actors in the writers' strike, but they with a lot of controversy in how they cast the seven dwarfs, and they CGI'd them. No human actors. They CGI'd the dwarfs.
Really?
Yeah. I know that's why the title's Snow White. They took out the dwarf in the title. No, they know just Snow White. Whatever, I know. I get it. Thank you. See you later. Have a good one.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.